This is an excerpt from my novel. It's called Love Affair. Someone once told me that if you're going to own Bukowski, it ought to be stolen. An act of defiance and attribution. So from that point on, whenever I happen upon a Bukowski collection, I take out my pocket knife and slide the tip of my blade down the inner spine and slip out the page. I rectangle it until it's small and square and rub my fingers around the edges, softening them with the day's oils before sneaking it into my bra underneath my breast. When it's a newer version of a collection, the pages aren't as worn, so the corners poke at me, and I smile. I know those words were once whispered to a young, supple something. They lured her to the doorstep, begging to be sacrificed in the name of sex and poetry. She listened and felt his breath hot on her neck, full of whiskey like I am at 2 a.m. on a Thursday. I feel the tight folds of the paper trying to hold itself together. I want to cup and push the tiny square closer to my heart, into my heart, but I haven't even made my way from the bookstore. I'm still fingering the pages, holding in the desire to slice out another. More words I have yet to read. Having his words so close to my skin makes me quiver. I ride the Muni home, and the anticipation grows at each stop as people enter and exit the train. My palms begin to sweat, so I stroke the top of my thighs to stop from pulling the little square from my blouse, getting on my knees, and begging everyone on the train to listen. To hear these words hot off the liquored tongue. To hear the hot sex on my chest. To eat these melted words off my body. To suck at my skin until these words no longer tremble down my neck, back, breast, stomach, and thighs. But I don't think they would understand. So I wait until the train tows me home and listen to the sparks on the line overhead. I yank at the cord to release me at the next stop. I pull my scarf taut before stepping off into the sharp night air of San Francisco. The cold cuts through my layers, but the heat from my chest warms me. Shoving my hands deeper into my coat pockets, I stride into the night and wonder if those passing on 14th Street can feel the glow that's underneath. Thank you.